Hello and welcome to another episode of Scariest Stories. So today's title is Family Dinner. Let me begin. Little Lucas was only 7 years old, but he had a very active imagination. He was a skinny child with pale skin and dark circles under his eyes. Having no other boys his age to play with, he spent most of his time alone. It was dark and Lucas was playing alone by the canal. It was a place he loved to go because there was no one there to disturb him. He imagined he was a knight in shining armor saving damsels in distress from being eaten by an evil dragon. The stick in his hand was a huge sword, and he cut the dragon in two before it could sink its teeth into the screaming girl. Coming back to reality, Lucas realized that he had lingered too long by the canal and he was late for dinner. He cringed as he imagined his mother scolding him. Picking up his pace, he hurried towards home. Like many children his age, Lucas never wanted to admit he was scared of anything. However, in the darkness, the road home looked strange and unfamiliar. He lived near a cemetery, but that was not what scared him. Ever since he was a baby, his parents had taught him that he had nothing to fear from the dead. To reach home, he had to walk down a long, deserted alley that was bordered on both sides by abandoned buildings and disused factories. As he walked past the dirty and broken windows, he imagined eyes staring at him from the darkness and grotesque beast lying in the wait behind every corner. He could not admit to himself that he was afraid. His father always said that fear was for cowards, and Lucas did not want to see him as a coward. After all, he was a knight, a brave warrior, and he shouldn't be afraid of anything. That night, the alley was much more quiet than usual, and Lucas had to tell himself to be brave. He could hear his footsteps echoing distinctly all the way, and every so often, he thought he saw strange movements in the windows of the dilapidated buildings. "Come on, Lucas," he mumbled. "You have nothing to fear." Just then, he heard a loud noise up ahead and a trash can tumbled over. It startled him and he stopped suddenly in his tracks, shaking like a leaf. Then he saw a big rat skitter across the alley and disappear into one of the abandoned buildings. Lucas breathed a sigh of relief and kept on walking. Minutes later, he heard the sound of footsteps echoing behind him. The blood froze in his veins. He turned around just in time to see the dark, shadowy figure approaching in the distance. All he could make out was the silhouette of a tall man in the moonlight. Lucas was overcome by a feeling of impending doom, and panic gripped his heart. He wanted to run, but for a moment, the muscles in his body refused to comply. He was rooted to the spot. Glancing behind him again, he realized that the shadowy man was getting closer and closer. His heart beating fast, Lucas took off running like a madman. The dark figure was hot on his tail. He was only a short distance from his home, but he was being pursued. The frightened boy ran as fast as he desperately trying to reach the safety of his house. He could hear the footsteps behind him getting nearer and nearer. All of a sudden, he felt a heavy hand on his shoulder. He spun around, eyes wide with terror, and came face to face with the tall man. "Lucas, where have you been?" he said. It was the voice of his father. A wave of relief washed over the little boy, and his knees stopped shaking. He was safe at last. "Your mother's being worried sick," his father sighed, shaking his head. "I forgot what time it was," mumbled Lucas. His father took him by the hand and led him home. When they walked into the kitchen, his mother got up from the table. She had a frown on her face. "What time do you call this?" she scolded. "You're late for dinner, young man." "Sorry, Mom," Lucas replied, hanging his head. "It won't happen again." "Well, what are you waiting for?" she said. "Set the table while your father gets dinner ready." Lucas ran over to the kitchen drawer, took out the knives and forks and placed them on the table. His father went down into the basement, and when he returned, he was carrying a young girl. Her hands were tied behind her back, and there was a gag over her mouth. Her eyes were wide with terror. His father carried the girl over to the kitchen table and placed her in the center on a silver platter. "Dinner is served," he announced. Together, the family of Cowles devoured the young girl, tearing into her flesh, munching on her organs, and gobbling her intestines until there was nothing left but a pile of bloody bones. Okay, so here the story ends, but I want to tell you something that I did not review this story. I do not usually review stories before I record them, but this story is kind of gross, to be honest, because the ending was I really felt gross. I don't know how you guys feel, but I just wanted to tell you that the ending did not feel really good. So, I mean, here it is, guys. I hope you liked it. Thank you for listening.